Today is the National Day of Mourning in honor of President Jimmy Carter's funeral. This is an executive order issued by President Joe Biden that declared all federal agencies would be closed today, including no mail delivery. Banks and schools will remain open because it is not an official federal holiday. Mount Vernon City leaders are inviting community members to the public session of their listening tour tonight, starting at 6 p.m. in council chambers. Mount Vernon is gathering feedback on the design and construction of a new police station. Officials will be holding a total of 3 listening sessions regarding the design of that police station. With temperatures dropping as low as 5 degrees, there are a number of warming centers opening in Fairfield County. Homeless shelters include Lutheran Social Services and Foundation Services. The Center of Hope is open weekdays on East Main Street in Lancaster. Maple Street UMC serves meals starting at 9 a.m. on East Wheeling Street in Lancaster. You can call 211 for more information. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Visitors to the Easton Town Center will now be required to pay at 7 parking lots around the complex. Officials say you will need to pay through Park Mobile. They add the move will allow for more frequent car turnover and availability in key parking areas. More than 7,000 parking spots will remain free. The Knox County Chamber of Commerce will soon be moving into a new home. The Chamber bought the building at 11 South Mulberry Street in December for $450,000 because of a lack of space at their current location at 501 South Main Street. The Chamber has shared space with the Knox County Convention and Visitors Bureau since 2020. Governor Mike DeWine must appoint a replacement for Vice President-elect J.D. Vance in the U.S. Senate very soon. Current Senator Vance will officially become Vice President on Inauguration Day on January 20th. DeWine has said he will wait for Vance to resign from the Senate before announcing who he is appointing to replace him. I'm Eric Brown reporting.